it's a revolutionary transformation to be able to perceive and to relate to the world without the baggage, the accumulated baggage in your mind. Which means you're free of the entire person that you thought of as yourself, which is the sum total of your conditioning, which you carry around. It becomes a burden, the heavy me, the burden of that person trying to find some fulfillment or some answer or some release through the future and never getting there. And in the meantime, acting out in continuous repeat performances, day after day, acting out the conditioning from the past and hoping that the future is going to get better. How can it? The future is just going to be a continuation of the past because you're acting it out every moment. It can't get better as long as you're trapped in the conditioned. It's amazing, but it's so simple to get out of it, but nobody seems to know it, or very few people. Why is that? It's almost like a conspiracy. Let's not mention liberation. On CNN, they don't think they've ever mentioned it. Let's keep quiet about this. It's so simple to become free of the limited little conditioned person. And every person is a little person, even if you're the president of this or that. It's very limiting, and one day you will no longer be the president, and then you'll get old, and suddenly your social function isn't there anymore, your social position is gone. Oh, who am I now? Just an old man. All this is, it's so simple to go beyond, so no longer to seek fulfillment through the conditioning, to make it better, to become a bigger person, to become a more important person, to wait for the world to tell you that you are important, that you are somebody. It might do, and then it may change its mind and tell you that you're nobody. So you're holding, this simple starts with such a simple thing as getting out of mind, hold attention in your hands. I'm just saying hands for those of you who cannot yet feel the entire body. Start with hands. If you can feel the entire body, when I say hands, feel the entire energy field of the body. Otherwise, hands is good enough for the moment. Hold that, and then you will be able to, initially, it's enough to perceive, and you will notice you can look around. Look at me, the room, people in the room. And there's a clarity of perception, a pureness of perception that comes in when the conditioned is no longer operating. And that's amazing, to be free. And it doesn't take time. Right now you can be free at this moment. Now, that state of freedom that may not yet sustain itself continuously, mind waves will come back. And yet, entering the state is always now. You can always be free at this moment simply by entering the state of presence. Hold attention in your hands, or if you can, in your entire body, and then you're looking and listening. So there's the sense perceptions, hearing, looking, seeing, and there's a vast energy field of being. And in the first instance, it feels as if that were your body, and that's good. So there's the vastness of beingness of energy, and the perceptions arise, and it's fine. And it's almost as if something that is not the person, but that is deeper than the person, is now looking through your eyes. Consciousness itself is looking, unconditioned. You could almost say, when you are present, I don't use these words very often, but when you are present and the conditioned is not operating anymore, you become the presence of God. Because that is the unconditioned consciousness, the pure beingness, out of which all the worlds arise, all the galaxies, everything, but it is beyond that. And could it start with such a simple thing as feeling your hands and looking around the room? That's amazing. You mean you don't have to go to some monasteries in the Far East or spend 20 years in arduous meditation practice? Or take a course of study that goes on for years and then get a certificate? It's amazing that it's so, that the entry into that is so simple. And this is a practice that you do for yourself, at home, at any time. Sit, connect with either the entire energy field of the body, or if that's still difficult, one part of the body, hold attention there, hold it, continue to feel it, and then begin to perceive and look around the room, and or listen and look. And you will see the compulsion to label or to run away from this moment, which is the mind, isn't there. So you're allowing this to be totally. There's a, underneath the perceptions, there's an intense aliveness. That is the secret. Underneath all your sense perceptions, and even if still some thoughts come floating in and out, doesn't matter. Underneath that, there's an incredible energy field. And if nothing arises, that's fine too. Even if you lost one of your senses, hearing or sight, it wouldn't matter so much anymore.